Welcome to this Advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on balancing a jungle FX chain for rag-infused chaos. In this session, we're building the kind of controlled madness that gives a drum and bass arrangement personality without turning the mix into soup. The goal is not to pile on more effects for the sake of it. The goal is to place the right effects in the right moments, so the breakbeat still leads, the bass still hits, and the FX feel like attitude instead of clutter. This approach sits right in the heart of jungle edits, ragga chops, switch-up moments, and bass-led arrangement design. You'll hear it most often in the 8-bar intro, in the pre-drop tension section, and again in the post-drop variation where the energy needs to keep moving. The big idea here is chaos with hierarchy. The drums lead, the bass supports, and the FX decorate and provoke. Start by choosing your source material like a DNB producer, not just a sound designer. Pick something with rhythm already built in. A ragga vocal phrase works great. So does a short horn stab, a chopped break fill, or even a noise burst you've resampled from your own drums. The important thing is that it has a percussive shape and a strong mid-range character. If it's a vocal, trim the silence aggressively. If it's a break hit, isolate a tight fragment, maybe a quarter bar, an eighth note, or a one-bar loop. You want a source you can rhythmically abuse. In this style, effects work best when they already suggest movement before you process them. Now drop that source onto an auto track and wrap it in an auto effect rack. This is where the balance starts. Build three chains and think of them as frequency jobs, not just effect slots. Name them dry anchor, chaos mid, and wide tail. The dry anchor keeps the phrase readable. The chaos mid carries the grit, motion, and rhythmic weirdness. The wide tail handles stereo space and the more atmospheric movement. For the dry anchor, use EQ8 and saturator. Keep it clear and solid. On the chaos mid chain, start with auto filter, then echo, then redux. On the wide tail chain, use ping pong delay and hybrid reverb, or standard reverb if that's all you need. Map the chain volumes to macros if you want fast control, and keep the dry anchor loud enough that the identity of the source always survives the processing. As a starting balance, keep the dry anchor around unity to -6 dB, the chaos mid around -8 to -14 dB, and the wide tail around -12 to -18 dB. That keeps the FX layer interesting without letting it step on the kick, snare, and sub. Next, shape the movement with filtering. Auto filter is your main motion tool here. On the chaos mid chain, put it first so it can define the contour of the sound before the delays and distortion react to it. Try low pass or band pass mode depending on the source. Keep resonance moderate, maybe around 0.7 to 1.2, and add just a little drive if it helps the sample bite. For the intro, automate the cutoff from somewhere in the 300 to 700 Hz zone up toward the 2 to 6 kHz range. That gives you a feeling of opening up over time. In the pre-drop, increase resonance slightly to create tension. And right before the drop, slam the cutoff back down for a hard reset. That contrast is what makes the drop feel bigger. If you're working with a vocal chop, band pass it so the consonants and mid-range articulation stay present. Around 500 Hz to 2.5 kHz is a good zone for that gritty intelligibility. Then let it rise toward 4 to 8 kHz for hype moments. If you're using a break fragment, high pass it around 120 to 250 Hz so you leave the kick and sub lane clean. Now add echo. This is one of the most useful devices in this kind of DNB transition work because it gives you instant rhythmic punctuation. Don't leave it washing all the time. Use it like a throw. Set it to 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4 depending on how dense the phrase is. Keep feedback somewhere around 20-45%. Filter the delay too, with a low cut around 200-500 Hz and a high cut around 5-9 kHz. The key move here is to automate the wet amount only on the words or hits you want to spotlight. For example, throw only the last word of a vocal phrase or only the final snare fill hit before the drop. That gives the ear a clear event to latch onto. In this style, the best delays are the ones that sound intentional and a little rude, not the ones that smear over everything. After that, dirty the midrange with saturator and redux. Saturator adds density and attitude while keeping articulation intact. Start with a drive of maybe 2 to 8 dB and keep soft clip on. Then trim the output so you're not just making it louder. If you want more ragged texture, add redux after it. Use subtle to moderate downsampling and bit reduction, and keep the dry/wet mix relatively low unless you're automating it for a fill or transition. This is important. Keep checking that the processed sound isn't stealing from the snare crack. If the FX gets too bright or too sharp, it can easily mask the backbeat. In a fast DNB arrangement, Harsh upper mids get tiring quickly. Sometimes the smarter move is to reduce brightness and let the motion come from automation, not from raw fizz. For stereo movement, keep it above the low mid zone. On the wide tail chain, use utility to widen the signal, maybe around 120 to 160%, but only if the source can handle it. Then follow it with hybrid reverb or a standard reverb. Keep the decay short, maybe 0.8 to 2.2 seconds. Use a pre-delay of 10 to 35 milliseconds so the transient stays defined. High cut the reverb around 6 to 10 kHz and low cut it around 250 to 500 Hz. The rule here is simple. Keep the space short and shaped. Jungle and breakbeats need atmosphere, but not a wash that blurs the edit. If you want the intro to feel huge, automate the width up before the drop, then pull it back in at impact. That makes the drop feel physically larger. And always check the tail in mono. If it collapses or gets facey, reduce width or simplify the delay and reverb combo. To glue the breakbeat and the FX together, create a return track called Jungle Glue. On it, place glue compressor, saturator, and EQ8. Then send both the breakbeat and the FX source to that return lightly. A small amount of shared compression and harmonic glue can make the whole performance feel like one space, instead of separate layers sitting on top of each other. Try a 2-to-1 compression ratio, a slower attack, and a fairly fast release. Add only a touch of saturation, and high pass the return around 120 to 200 Hz. This keeps the low end clean, while still binding the rhythmic elements together. If needed, automate the send so the glue increases during fills and backs off in the main drop if things get too dense. Now think in phrases. Don't just automate randomly. Build your arrangement in 8-bar or 16-bar blocks. In the first 4 bars, keep it sparse and teasing. Let the rag of phrase sit under a filter with light delay. In bars 5 through 8, bring in the breakbeat and let the FX respond with short throws. At bar 8 or 16, use a fill and impact moment, maybe with an echo throw and a reverse tail. Then in the drop, strip the FX back and keep only one motif. After that, bring back a different automation pass in the post-drop. That call and response structure is crucial in jungle and rag-infused EDNB. If the FX speak too often, the drop loses authority. If they never speak, the arrangement can feel rigid. The balance lives in between. A really strong advanced move is to resample your best moments. When you find a phrase that feels right, create a new audio track and record 4 or 8 bars of the automation performance. Then edit that recording. Cut the strongest hits. Reverse one tail if it helps. Warp only if you need to. Consolidate it into a new clip and treat it like new sound design material. This is huge in jungle and breakbeat production because it turns automation into a printed asset. Now you can chop it into fills, layer it under a snare roll, use it as a pre-drop riser, or pitch it down for a darker section. It also helps you commit. Great DNB often sounds decisive because the producer printed the chaos and moved on. For the final mix pass, focus on low-end separation and transient clarity. Put EQ8 on the FX source and carve out the bottom. High pass around 120 to 250 Hz depending on the source. If the snare is getting masked, notch some harshness around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If the top end gets brittle, tame it above 10 kHz. Then compare the FX against the drum bus and the bass. The kick and snare should still punch through. The sub should stay mono and stable. The FX should make the track feel more exciting without widening the entire mix. If the FX feels huge but the drop feels smaller, that usually means the FX are occupying the wrong frequency range. Keep them energetic in the mids and highs, and leave the foundation alone. A few common mistakes come up all the time here. One is too much full range delay and reverb. That kills impact fast, especially in DNB. Another is letting the FX get louder than the breakbeat. The drums are the lead, always. Another is overusing stereo width. Keep width mostly in the tails and upper layers, not in the sub or the core punch. Also, don't automate everything all the time. Big changes at phrase ends usually sound more intentional than tiny constant motion. And keep a near dry version of the chain around. It's easy to overbuild this kind of rack, so having a cleaner reference helps you hear whether the processing is actually improving the groove or just making it busier. If you want a heavier or darker direction, band limit the chaos even more. High pass the FX around 150 to 300 Hz, and low pass the reverb tails around 7 to 9 kHz. Use short, rude delay throws instead of long washes. Try a filter duplicate of the source with slight timing offset to create nervous jungle instability, and make the chaos mono at first, then explode it late for a bigger puff. For extra texture, You can layer a tiny noise bed underneath the FX chain, or create a dedicated Raga Grit return with saturation, eck, and a tiny room reverb. You can also use resampled artifacts as instruments. Sometimes a clipped vocal burst or a weird delay tail becomes the perfect fill or riser once you print it and trim it tight. So here's the core takeaway. Build your Raga Jungle FX around balance, not volume. Use an auto effect rack with dry, gritty, and wide rolls. Shape movement with auto filter, echo, saturator, redux, utility, and hybrid reverb. Keep the low end clean. Let the FX answer the breakbeat through automation and arrangement, and resample the best moments so the chaos becomes something reusable. If the drums are the engine, the FX chain is the ignition flare. Sharp, dangerous, and perfectly timed.